It was a day more than a decade in the making.
You know, it is truly a tremendous feeling when a dream is fulfilled.
The Rose Andom Center held its grand opening on Tuesday, and now the city of Denver has a safe place for domestic violence victims to have access to the services and support they need.
Having been a victim myself, I couldn't think of a better way to help the citizens of Denver.
The facility's namesake was on hand, as were several prominent figures who spearheaded this project, including Mayor Michael Hancock.
It means so much to have a group of people here to support such a worthy cause. And unfortunately, just about everyone in this room has encountered domestic violence either directly or indirectly.
The Rose Andom Center will help an estimated 3,000 people a year and would not have been possible without many significant donors, including Denver Broncos Charities, which contributed $150,000.
It was very clear to us the need in our community for a first of its kind in Colorado. The fact that 25 social and human service agencies are collaborating under one roof is unprecedented in our community with regard to this challenge. And it just felt like a very important place for us to be utilizing our platform.
The vision of the Rose Andom Center is to create a community that will not tolerate domestic violence. In Denver, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.